I have never said this, so this is kind of historic. There is big news out there about otters. Or should I say there's news out there about big otters. Scientists say they now have evidence of a super-sized otter that roamed China millions of years ago.
For me, it's incredibly exciting because I study all sorts of predators. And when we have something like this that's larger than any living otter and it has such a strong jaw, then it's exciting to really try to dig in and figure out exactly how it worked.
That's Jack Tsang from the University of Buffalo. He led the team that studied a 6-million-year-old otter fossil found in southwestern China with a complete skull and jaw. From that, Tsang and his crew created 3D simulations to figure out the size of this thing. They concluded about the size of a wolf, weighing in at about 110 pounds. So, yeah, an otter you don't want to meet in a dark swamp, says Tsang.
If you were to see this otter 6 million years ago walking around in the southern Chinese forests, it probably would have looked like a hybrid between a wolf and a wolverine. It probably would have been this large creature with a massive head that had incredibly deep jaws. And once it opened its mouth, you will see that its teeth are nothing to be messed around with because they are very robust and very powerful.
Note taken. And Tsang says it also had a really strong jaw that probably put this otter near the top of the food chain.
Based on our simulations, we can definitely say that relative to modern otters, this fossil otter had a jaw stiffness that was at least 6 times stronger than expected. And because of that, it probably could have consumed the largest clams that are known from that fossil locality. There are other animals in the environment, smaller birds, mammals, or reptiles that very much could have been within the capability of this otter to consume. And as far as we know, there's no other large predator currently known from that paleo environment. So this animal could have been the apex predator, essentially consuming anything that it could get its mouth on.
In other words, an otter that had the chewing power of a bear. Ah, yes, the slow evolutionary slide from menacing to cute. That was Jack Tsang from the University of Buffalo speaking there with our friends at the BBC about a giant otter that lived millions of years ago in what is now China.